from the Dish Nation.
The City Girls, Young Miami, and JT had a nasty feud online, but is it over?
And Sylvester Stallone is accused of calling people ugly and worse on the set of his show.
Ooh. And later on, I'll be talking with Nicole Richie and the cast of the new version of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, it looks like Essence is answering People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issue with a brand of their own called Sexiest Men of the Moment. And your boy, Damson Idris, graced the cover.
No, thank you.
Okay.
What? Oh, right off the bat, no thank you?
Yeah, it's giving a lot.
They posted the inaugural cover on IG with the caption, "The foundation of a man. He stands 6'1", with deep auburn skin and a 4K pearly white smile that glistens like ultraviolet rays off charcoal mines in the deepest sands off the coast of Nigeria."
Jesus.
Okay, now that's deep. Jesus. His charm is intangible. His infectious is palatable. His future is limitless. I'm so turned off, guys.
Me too, sis.
They also shared this video, y'all. What do you think?
It's a lie. Okay.
Why was it just his nipple in that?
Oh, this is Lori Harvey's boyfriend?
Yeah.
The description was too much for
that
me.
That was too damn much.
Was given like car salesman.
Like you're begging them to love.
Yeah.
No, but first of all, Keisha got to look up all those words now. What's this one?
Yeah.
Okay, palatable and insatiable.
Secretional
and shh, girl.
not secretional.
It was almost like they was describing a meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I even saw the word succulent in there.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lori, she might be enjoying that, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe Lori had something to do with that.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody who's
she
being
gave the description.
Slapped up, flipped, and rubbed down.
Listen, dating Lori Harvey puts you on a map these days. Like, it gets you even more exposure than you were getting before.
It's like getting signed to a label.
Yeah.
Except for dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, word, you got signed by Lori Harvey. You about to be hot.
Oh,
like,
that's funny. You're dumb. All right, y'all. Well, the City Girls almost became city frenemies after they got into a war of words with each other on social media the other day. So, y'all, JT and Young Miami had a heated argument on X, and Young Miami accused JT of sneak dissing her for weeks. She wrote, "A chick been sneak dissing me for weeks, and I ain't say nothing. What she mad at me for?" And JT clapped back, "Oh, Miss Mama, this is your last day playing dumb." Now, the back and forth continued for a while. However, the two eventually apologized to one another and even said that they love each other.
Oh. No. So are they teammates? Do they sing together? Or is that a group?
Yeah, they're in a group. City Girls.
Not teammates. They are finished.
Together, they are the City Girls.
Yeah.
Oh.
You ain't never heard of the City Girls?
I heard them, but I never knew who they were.
Oh.
Gotcha.
He doesn't watch their videos.
Well, one of them was dating Puffy.
Yeah, that one's been in the news.
That's
a lot.
Who Puffy girlfriend.
Oh,
is.
Really?
Yeah.
Carisha, please.
Carisha. Yeah.
Oh, that's Young Miami.
That's Carisha Miami.
Oh, she got two names.
From the city.
Yeah. Carisha's a government joint.
Help us, Lord.
Okay.
Do y'all think this is real beef? Do you think it's real?
What yes, I do.
Over what?
I think miscommunication, I think.
Any of y'all ever cursed out a friend and made up immediately?
The dynamic of like me and some of my friends' friendship is the fact that we argue, and that's what we do. And they'll be like, "All right, what are we about to go eat?" You know what I mean? Like, it's like we don't take it. My guy homies, we don't take nothing personal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But women, they'll hate you forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't cuss somebody out full blown and then be like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
Nah, I need some time.
Men can potentially get into a fist fight and then go hang out next week and everything's cool.
I could curse y'all, but I'm not going to say I'm sorry. We're just going to fade to black, honey.
You're going to act like it never happened.
Like it never happened.
Yep. No, you're going to have to get some closure somewhere, too.
Really?
Yeah, you can't just let it fester and not have no closure.
You, I don't like you, damn it.
And now we're going to Houston?
No.
Wow.
No.
All right, we all know Sylvester Stallone's been jacked his whole life. He's obviously very image conscious. He was Rocky, after all. But his obsession with looks just landed him in his show Tulsa King in some hot water.
Oh, Lord.
Stallone and one of the show's directors allegedly referred to some extras as ugly, tub of lard, and fat guy with a cane. And they told the Atlanta casting agency to send some young, pretty girls instead. And as a result, the agency quit working on the show.
Oh, wow.
But according to the show, the problem was that the extras were older instead of being in their 20s and 30s for a scene filmed in a hip bar.
Yeah, all this stuff kind of makes sense. And I'm one of those people who does watch the credits when movies end. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people cast it as, like, fat guy at bar.
Right.
You know, like, you know, chubby kid with cane.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
and how could he call somebody ugly? He ain't cute. He had all those surgeries.
How old is Stallone? 447 years old. Yeah.
447. On the dot.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about Drea De Mateo. Now, she's best known for her role on The Sopranos back in the day. And last year, she turned to OnlyFans to supplement her income, right? Ooh. Well, on The Sage Steele Show, Drea said that her 12-year-old son, Waylon, sometimes gives her grief for having the account. And she shared how she shuts him down. People.
He will say, what about if my friend starts stepping to me? And, you know, sometimes I'll put him in his place and be like, do you like that? You like that jacket you just asked me to buy you? You like all the things that you want that make you happy, all your little things? You like that new PC that you begged for Christmas? Because you wouldn't have that mommy didn't show her ass.
But it is a different time, space, and place that we in, because, like, sometimes, you know, because we in, like, 2024, your parents might be having to do something weird to make the change happen, right? So, like, it does sometimes look like OnlyFans. It does sometimes look like being, like, a video extra or a Victoria's Secret model. And, you know, when your kids' friends have access to these things, they might be like, Mom, not both nipples, you know, like.
Yeah, but you don't want to do anything to embarrass your kids.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be saying, oh, yeah, Mama got to sell some ass. I'm going to get you that Nintendo.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah, I'm going to get you that PlayStation. Get you that PlayStation 6.
Yeah, that's a lot, y'all. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's a good shot. She looks good there.
That's because y'all is thirsty.
Very.
Drea's hot, and she was hot on Sopranos, and she's like aging
pretty well. Can she get any other movies or something, perhaps?
She was on. She be on shows, but the shows don't be on that long.
But I have a question. What? How old? I mean, a 12-year-old on OnlyFans. How old do you have to be to get on this?
You just have to have a phone and some good Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Really? I'm sure to, like, post, they check IDs and stuff.
These days. No, they're really advanced. Logan and I had a conversation just this morning about OnlyFans.
They're really
advanced.
Have you ever
logged into OnlyFans?
Well, did they know exactly what OnlyFans is?
And as a matter of fact,
he told me two girls got an in-school suspension. Uh-huh. Because they said it had OnlyFans.
See?
Man, I seen a kid look at OnlyFans on his watch.
Really?
Wow. Yo,
these kids is slick, man. They'll use the Nintendo Switch. Yeah. They will use anything with Wi-Fi and a browser. Like, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, they know it all.
I have an ex-girlfriend who's on OnlyFans. Oh. This is a fact. And and she was a yoga instructor, and I had to date her a long time before.
She's nice and bendable.
Wow. Did you get a chance to experience that yet?
Yeah. Okay. I had to date her for weeks before I got to see her downward dog, but now for $3.99 a month.
Dang. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
Won't he do
it?
Wow. On demand.
Which is a discount, really, for drinks and dinners.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
My Lord.
I don't know what to say about that. Well, up next, Jamie Foxx dropped a new song, and you ain't going to believe what he's singing about. So come right back.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back!
Hey. All right, so Tayvon, you released a new single hit, honey, since the last time you were here, and it's called Notice Me. And congratulations are in order because it went to number 2, y'all, on the R&B Billboard charts and number 1 on iTunes. All right, baby. So let's check out the snippet, honey. All right, Miss Tayvon. Oh.
They noticed.
So since you got off, you've been running naked in hotel hallways?
Where are you going?
It's my boyfriend's clothes. But that's not really what the song is about. The song is really truly about, like, not just in a relationship, just, like, in life.
That's a great thing.
It's such a big blessing. And, you know, I just have to attribute it. I say it's a gift from my sister, Tracy, because the producer that I worked with, she really truly believed in him, and he hadn't had any hit records yet. And not only did Notice Me do amazing, but the song Change that I released last year was from him too, and they both did incredibly well. And so I just, you know, I'm so grateful, and
your
I just
angel.
Believe that, you know, her energy brought us, and her angelic love and affection brought us
That's
together
beautiful.
To make her music. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, yo. That's not an easy feat.
No, I'm just grateful, so grateful.
Yes, well, speaking of singing and beautiful voices, Jamie Foxx used his voice to order some lemon pepper chicken wings, y'all. Oh. Check this out.
200 lemon pepper barbecue wings.
He's such a nut.
Baby, we'll go ahead and go on here. Go on
there.
And why he's sitting like that? He's so dumb.
What?
You
doing it like that?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. She sounded good, too.
Jamie Foxx is like one of those few people who has all of the talents.
Yeah. But who's eating 200 lemon pepper wings?
Everybody in that house. It's probably that many people in that house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they had ordered some barbecue ones, too, right? I think. So he ordered like 200 lemon pepper and then like 100 or 50.
But do you count them? That's my question. Do you count all those wings? Because if you ordered 200 wings, nigga, I need to count them.
Your cheap ass would count every wing.
And if it's missing one, it's a problem.
He is calling, child.
Hello? Bitch, y'all missing a lemon pepper wing.
That's right, honey.
You owe me 5 wings.
One of these wings is clearly jerk.
Meanwhile, his diabetic alarm is on alert. Right. Beep, beep, beep.
All right, y'all, it is time to shop Westgrove, and we've got two products for you today.
Yep, upgrade your morning routine with this Lomi wireless charger with heated mug.
That's right, you jumpstart the day with your favorite hot beverage while charging up your phone quickly and easily.
This two-in-one gadget is great to eliminate clutter and mess from your workspace.
Ooh, honey, okay, now I like this, but it comes, y'all, in the colors black, copper, white, and pink. So, Tanner, you like pink? Tell us how much.
Well, Gary, you'll be heating up your morning tea and checking your emails in no time. They go for as high as $122.99.
What?
But today, we got you for a price of
$24.95. Oh, that's a good deal.
Now, check this out. This second product might be even cooler. It's a portable body cam.
Oh, my gosh. It's got a 64 gig memory card, and with its high quality HD lens, you can capture crystal clear images that you can rely on.
Whether you're using it for personal security, recording important moments,
or gathering evidence.
This camera has you covered. It usually go for, guess what, guys?
What?
$87.99. But we've got it for you for $32.95.
Hey. Oh, yeah. All right, for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? Now, this code right here, but you got to hurry up before they run out. So which product is everybody going with today?
I'm definitely taking this camera home.
Me too, honey. Can't wait to pin it on.
Stay tuned. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Okay, now I had a chance to dish with Simone Joy Jones, Nicole Richie, and director Wade Elaine Marcus about the remake of the 90s film Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. In theaters this Friday. Be sure you check it out. Ladies, thank you so much for dishing with us, and let's get to it. I had the opportunity of watching the movie this weekend with my kids. They loved it. They had a blast.
Hearing that, yes.
Was it as much fun for both of y'all to make it as it was for us to watch it on the other side?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, this is our first time hearing how people are receiving it. You know, you kind of just do it and you let it go. But, I mean, we had lunch together every day. The kids are hilarious. Like, the people who play my siblings, they're just so fun. So it felt like rolling and just living were the same.
Yeah, it was simply just so much fun. We were like giggling like we all were in high school, just, you know, the entire time.
Now, growing up as a kid, were you babysitterable? Or were you one of those nightmare kids that were like, you know, there was a heavy rotation of people who had to watch you?
Look, did I do bad things as a youth? Absolutely. Was I not babysitterable? I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty jovial dude, and I've been like that since I was a kid. So it feels like I was doing bad things, but, you know, I didn't get into crazy, crazy trouble.
Now, both of y'all seem like y'all have had, like, wild and interesting lives. Some have been more documented than others. Did you ever have any wild babysitting experiences or even being a child that was difficult to babysit themselves?
I definitely was difficult to babysit, I do think. But I babysat once. I only got called to do it once and then never again. And then I didn't understand why until Simone shared that she's babysat a bunch of times, and she built obstacle courses and invented games. And I didn't do any of that. I just made the girl I was babysitting do Britney Spears dances for me for 5 hours until her mom got home. So, you know, I would maybe do some improvements if I were to ever be asked to babysit again.
All right, now, if you could have any celebrity babysit each one of you,
Who would you pick and why? We'll start with you, Simone.
Crazy question. Beyonce.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think you'd be in formation by the time she left?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Who are you going with, Nicole?
I'm going to go with the entire cast of Sister Act 2.
Wow. That's a big order.
That's cool.
Yeah, I want them all to babysit. babysit me. And I already know the choreography for the end scene. So, like, I would fit right in. And yeah.
All right. Now, your father, legendary Lionel Richie, a.k.a. Pop Pop, that's what the grandkids call him, right?
Yeah, I love that you know that. Yes, Pop Pop.
We're about the facts over here. Yeah. Is he a good trusted babysitter, or does he let the kids get away with everything?
Ooh. I would say he's a mixture of both. He loves to, you know, they think that, you know, they're like, oh, Pop Pop's so crazy. And, you know, even when I was little, he does all the voices of the Wizard of Oz. And, you know, he's just so much fun and he's so playful. And, you know, so my kids love hanging around him. And they also, they're like, Pop Pop's nuts. I'm like, I know.
Well, Nicole and Simone, y'all did an amazing job with this brand new movie. And this is going to be the Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead for this generation. I'm claiming that now, putting the flag in it.
Yes.
Y'all did that. And to see y'all here together, it's like, yeah, she didn't care the fact that she was in high school, and you got the job, and y'all are friends in real life now. Love it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, yo, continued success, ladies, and God bless.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Peace.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all. Now, someone got to help Rihanna, honey. Child, she is out here looking beat up. So she posed for the cover of Interview Magazine's Spring 2024 issue as a horny nun. Yeah.
What is a horny nun? Probably, y'all are going to
probably
help.
Probably most nuns.
Is upset.
Come on.
It,
what? Nuns get horny.
Oh, whoa.
May.
Oh, my.
Father, thy God, and all that is holy. I want no parts of this one.
I would like her to baptize me.
Y'all is going to hell.
She took some other photos, y'all, of her looking beat up and possessed.
Oh, my God. Exorcism will do that to you.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, baby.
What?
Now, Riri, honey, reposted the photos of her looking beat up, y'all, with the caption, literally, honey, how I feel in postpartum with two under two.
Okay. Understood.
That makes sense.
It's giving Disturbia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disturbia.
Yeah. Oh my.
Yo, even when they try to make her not look sexy, it kind of make her sexier. Like.
Yeah.
Her legs look big. Like she got some big legs.
No.
You remember that one time she was like all caps Rihanna for a minute?
Yeah.
And then, you know, she got it
not
together
all
time.
Caps.
What? She got bigger. I mean, she had babies, you know what I'm saying? And then you chilling, you ain't in the studio like that, you're not on tour. Like,
you know when you hit the bold button when you're typing?
Oh, wow, y'all going in.
Oh, my God.
She still looks good,
yeah,
though.
She even
it, it was more Rihanna to be loved on.
Absolutely.
She bad. She bad, bad.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.